yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. Today we're going to be talking about leaky gut. You know, it's an incredible topic in the sense that whenever I talk to patients about leaky gut, if I go over and I start talking about other things, 5 minutes later again, they'll come back and say to me, what's this about leaky gut? I have leaky gut? It's like that's all they ever heard. Well, leaky gut just means that when you eat food, only about 50 to 60% of the nutrients or the raw materials in the food is actually ingested into the body. Now, I want you to understand something. There is only one reason why we put food into our mouths. We put food into our mouths because our body needs raw materials. Raw materials in our bodies are things like minerals, vitamins, amino acid, sugar, lipids, water. Those are all raw materials. They are used by your body to make things, to fix things, to put things together. That's what your body uses for those. Now, I want you to understand something. Between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through there. That tube is not inside your body. It's actually outside of your body. Now, I know that's a radical statement, but, you know, if you were to swallow a coin today, tomorrow the coin will be in your stool. The coin has just gone straight through the tube and out. Now, the way things get into your body, they have to be broken down into microscopic particles to be absorbed into your body. They are absorbed by cells, which are microscopic. And because the cells are microscopic, only microscopic particles can get into your body. Now, let me give you an example. When you eat starches and carbohydrates, you do not need to swallow. Those are digested by the digestive enzyme in your mouth. Your saliva is a digestive enzyme. So when you put a cookie or crackers or you put a piece of cake or you put a candy in your mouth, the saliva in your mouth digests those into microscopic sugar particles. So you put a candy in your mouth, and 5 minutes later, the candy is gone. Where did it go to? No, you didn't swallow it. What you did was you broke the candy down into its microscopic component, which is sugar, and the sugar is absorbed by the cells that line your tongue, the cells that line your gums, the cells that line your palate, the cells that line the inner side of your mouth. They absorb them right into your body. That's why you have some medications that you can put under your tongue and is absorbed right into your body. That's your mouth. Your stomach has two functions. Function number one is to digest proteins into amino acid. Amino acid are microscopic enough to get into your cells. For your stomach to do that, your stomach needs a strong acid to do that. The stronger the acid, the quicker you digest the proteins. The second function of your stomach is to sterilize the foods you eat. Now, let's say that you are a lion and the lion bit my hand. My hand would be a protein. And if you were to drop a strong acid on my hand, the acid would digest my hand into amino acids. And there'd be a hole in the middle of my hand. Now, if I used a weak acid, my hand would become red and nothing else would happen. Well, let's say that it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you ate a protein meal. All right. If you have strong stomach acid, by 6 p.m., an hour later, the protein is digested into amino acid, and the cells in your stomach absorb the amino acid into your body. So at 6 o'clock, your stomach is empty. Your stomach only secretes acid if there's food or water in the stomach. Now, if your stomach acid is weak, at 10 p.m. at night, you still have food and acid in your stomach. And then when you lie down, you lose gravity. And so then the food mixed with the acid comes back up into your esophagus, the tube between your mouth and your stomach, and it causes burning sensation, which we call heartburn or reflux. You go to your doctor, and your doctor puts you on some antacid, Zantac, Tagamet. You know what the deal is. They put you on that. And what does that do? That reduces the acidity in your stomach. It gets rid of your symptoms, but at the cost of decreasing your digestion. Because when you decrease the stomach acid, less of the protein is digested into amino acid, and you get undigested proteins. Undigested protein is like having a steak. And then the steak is digested down to hamburger meat, and then it goes into the intestines because the hamburger meat is too big to get into the cells. It's not microscopic enough. And because it's not microscopic enough, it goes into the intestines and then into your colon, and then it's you pass in your stool. That is called undigested proteins, and because of that, you waste all those nutrition that was supposed to have gotten into your body from the food you ate. The second thing the stomach does, it sterilizes your food. So what does that mean? Well, when you eat fruits and vegetables, under fruits and vegetables are bacteria, viruses, funguses, and parasites. These are all living organisms. Therefore, they are what you call protein. So when they get into your stomach, if you have strong acid, your stomach thinks they are a protein meal and digests them into amino acid, and that's brought into your body as raw material. If your stomach acid is weak, the bacteria and viruses and funguses and parasites get through your stomach into your intestines where they do not belong. All right? Now, right now, if you're listening to me, about 70 to 80% of all your blood is in your GI tract, better known as your tummy. 70 to 80% of your blood. And 70 to 80% of your immune system, your white cells, are in your GI tract. Now, why is that? Well, because your blood is your body's highway system, and your GI tract is your body's Home Depot. It's your HEB, it's your Albertsons. So your blood is going to HEB, Home Depot, Albertsons, Walmart to get raw materials to take it to where your body needs it. So the blood goes to the GI tract, picks up all the raw materials from its stores, and takes it to wherever it needs to be in your body. That's what normally happens. Now, the only time 70 to 80% of your blood is not there is when you're under stress, when you're exercising, when you have to fight or flee from an attacker or someone threatening your life. In those cases, most of your blood is then shunted to your arms and legs so you can run faster or fight better. It goes through your heart because your heart has to pump the blood to those organs, to those muscles. And it goes to your lungs because the blood has to be oxygenated before it gets to your muscles. Otherwise, the muscles won't be able to use it. And to your brain because you got to think and make quick decisions. So when you are under stress or your life's in danger or you're exercising, your blood is not in your GI tract. It's other places. But if you're not doing any of those things, most of your blood is in your GI tract. Now, why is your white cells in your GI tract? Why is 70 to 80% of your white cells in your GI tract? Well, because your white cells are your body's troops. And your GI tract is your border crossing. So your body puts a lot of white cells there to protect the border. So none of these wild animals, these bacteria and viruses and funguses and parasites and undigested proteins can get into your body. So you have those white cells there to protect your border. Now, let's get to leaky gut. Now, let's assume that your body is a house. All right? And then you have a yard. Your yard is green and luscious. That's because your yard has what you call your, it has all your, what you call your natural flora. All right? Now, if you have natural flora in your house, then the natural flora will be nice and green. All right? Now, whenever you take pain medications, antibiotics, and acids, or you're under a lot of stress, your green yard turns brown. All right? Whenever you take probiotics, probiotics fertilize your yard. So whenever you're under a lot of stress, whenever you're taking antibiotics, or you're taking a lot of antacids, then your body needs to have more probiotics. All right? So now, next. So you have your house and you have your yard, and now you have a fence. Your fence is what you call your intestinal lining. The fence's job is, number one, to pick up the raw materials that's outside the fence. That's like just like minerals and vitamins. And bring those into your yard. All right. The second job of your fence is to protect your yard so nothing that doesn't need to be in your yard can get into your yard. All right. Now, in your yard, in addition to having a lot of blood vessels in your yard, you also have a lot of white cells in your yard. So in your yard, you have blood vessels waiting to pick up the raw materials, and you have white cells in your yard waiting to defend your yard against any enemy, foreign or domestic. All right? So now, when you have weak stomach acid and you weren't able to sterilize your food and you weren't able to fully digest your proteins, you have undigested proteins, you have bacteria, viruses, your funguses, your parasites, all outside your yard. Now, we're not your friends. And because we're not these things' friends, they attack our fence. And when they attack our fence, we have a war going on. And because your fence is so busy fighting a war, your fence does not have time to pick up all the minerals and vitamins that are outside the fence. And therefore that mineral and vitamins gets flushed in your stool and out your body. So you've wasted those minerals and vitamins. Number one. Number two, during the war, some of the fence cells, some of your intestinal lining cells die. And when they die, they create an opening. And that opening allows bacteria, viruses, funguses, parasites, undigested proteins to get into your yard. And when they get into your yard, they can wreak havoc in your body. Because now you have your troops fighting these things off, and then every so often, one of these bacteria, viruses, or funguses, or parasites can get into your bloodstream. And when they do that, they can go anywhere in your body and cause autoimmune diseases. Now, autoimmune diseases are things like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, depression, anxiety, joint and muscle pains, cancer. So just from having leaky gut, you can have all those things from your autoimmune diseases. Just want to remind you, you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd at TWAAMC.com. That's VFWILLIMD at TWAAMC.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. GrowYoungerAgain.com. For more information, you can reach me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel29.com. Tonight we are talking about leaky gut. So now we have discussed what happens when you eat food, what happens in your mouth, what happens in your stomach, and what happens with your leaky gut. All right. We also needed to start touch base on what else is going on in that tube that runs from your lips to your rectum. In your duodenum, bile is secreted in there, and that digests any fatty food you eat into lipids. In your intestines and your colon, the body pulls back a lot of the water back into your body. If your food moves through this tubes too quickly, you have diarrhea. If it moves in slowly, you can get constipated. All right? So leaky gut means that you are not absorbing all the raw materials your body needs. All right? There are other things that can help cause leaky gut, and those things are like chronic inflammation, things like food sensitivities, things like gluten sensitivities, celiac diseases. Those are other things that can cause leaky gut. Now, at our clinic, we do have a treatment for leaky gut. But like leaky gut, it's like if your car needs a tune-up, you don't just give your car better gas because you end up wasting your time and your money. You have to fix the problem. Well, if you have leaky gut, you still need to fix the problem. The problem is not eating better. The problem is fixing the problem. And that's what we try to do, is to fix problems, not put Band-Aids on it. You know, we talked about antacids for the stomach that lowers your stomach acid. You know, there used to be a time when you could only take antacids for a maximum of 2 weeks because they thought it would cause you to have ulcers and other problems. And then they extended to a month, and now people on antacid all the time. But every time you take an antacid, you are decreasing the ability of the stomach to do its function, which is to digest proteins and sterilize your food. You know, there's a couple things you can do. You can go to Whole Foods and pick up something called betaine HCl. And what that does is that increases the acidity in your stomach, so your stomach can now break down the proteins a lot quicker and get it out of your body, get it into your body as soon as possible so that there isn't a prolonged period of time when you can have acid secretion. The second thing is digestive enzyme. Digestive enzymes helps your body digest the food you eat quickly. And when it does that, since your stomach will be empty a lot quicker, this acid secretion by your stomach will be decreased and you won't have the reflux. So those are natural cures for the problem, as opposed to putting Band-Aids on the problem with Tagmed and Zantac and Pepcid and Nexium and acids. Those are Band-Aids that are put on the problem. So leaky gut have many facets, but the bottom line is, your body needs the raw materials that it gets from the food you eat. If it doesn't get the raw materials, your body cannot function properly. Now, I've also heard some myths that, you know, oh, I can't eat that much protein. I need to eat less proteins. But I want you to understand something. The body converts proteins into amino acid. Amino acid is required from the body to make all its cells. Without amino acid, you cannot make a single cell in your body. Now, let's talk about cells in your body. In your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body, over 100 trillion cells. And every day, about 5 trillion cells die. And your body has replaced them with 5 trillion new cells. They need amino acids to do their job. So your muscle cells are made of amino acids. Your heart cells are made of amino acid. Your brain cells, your kidney cells, your liver cells, your white cells, your red cells, your immune cells, all your cells are made of amino acid. So if you cannot get enough amino acid into your body, there's going to be a problem. And so for those of you who say, well, I can't eat that much protein, you make a big mistake because your body needs amino acid. Second thing, I've heard a lot of stories that, you know, that you shouldn't take vitamins and minerals. Well, guess what, guys? No chemical reaction happens in your body without minerals and vitamins and enzymes. Those are your tools for your body. Let me give you an example. To make a thyroid hormone, and your thyroid hormone is your energy. To make a thyroid hormone, your body needs magnesium, zinc, iodine, and selenium. Those are all minerals. If those are low, you cannot make a thyroid hormone. Your body also needs vitamin B2, B6, and B12. So without those minerals and vitamins, you cannot make thyroid hormone. So you see, your body needs those stuff. You know, I tell everyone, you have 100 trillion cells in your body, and every one of those cells are having chemical reactions every second in those cells. And every chemical reaction requires minerals, vitamins, and enzymes all the time. So you can never have enough minerals and vitamins. You can't. Number two, when you get vitamins, you know, you have basically five different vitamins. Vitamin A, B, C, D, and E. A, D, and E are what you call lipophilic vitamins. That means that they live in fatty tissue. So therefore, your body can store those. Vitamin B and vitamin C are water-soluble vitamins. They have, their body use them on a daily basis. So every day, your body has to intake vitamin B and vitamin C to function properly. Vitamin B is required for most of the energy processing in your body. So if you're low in the B vitamins, then your body cannot make energy. All right? And I know a lot of you out there are going to get B12 shots, but that's a mistake. You need to get a full complement of B vitamins. See, if you have a lot of B12, your body tries to use it up, and when it uses B12, it will need B1, B2, B3, B4, B6, B9, B12. So it just doesn't need one B vitamin. It needs several different B vitamins in reactions. And so if you have a lot of one, the body tries to use it up, and as a result, the rest of the vitamins get diminished because of that. So rather than just getting a B12 shot, you should get a B shot with all the B vitamins in addition to B12. All right. Now, one other comment I need to talk about is about organic versus inorganic. See, organic means it comes from a living source, either a bacteria, either an animal or a plant. If it came from an animal or plant, it's organic. So when they're saying this meat is organic and the other meat is not, that's not true. All meats are organic. They all are. All right. So there's different types of organic. There's some organic meats that are better than others. There's some fruits that have better organic material than others. It's the difference of having 100% organic and 90% or 80 or 70. All right. So organic means it came from a living source, an animal or plant. Inorganic means it does not come from a living source. So inorganic would be like taking a handful of dirt, putting it in your mouth. Yes, the handful of dirt has silicon and it has copper and it has magnesium. It has all those minerals in it. But when it gets into your body cannot absorb it. Rather, if you get those minerals from a tomato or you get it from a leafy vegetable, or from another animal, they are now readily absorbable into your body, and your body can tolerate it a lot well. So when you go to some of these stores and you think that, and it says it's organic, it doesn't mean it's organic. It just means that maybe 1% of it is organic, and the 99% is inorganic. And why is that? It's because it's a lot cheaper to get inorganic materials than it is to get organic material. So you go pick up a product at your favorite Five and Dime, whatever your favorite supermarket, and you think that it's organic because it says organic. Well, it could be 1% organic. It could be 50% organic. So you really don't have a clue how much organic material is in there as opposed to inorganic stuff. The best place to get your minerals and vitamins would be to get it from a source, a medical grade, from a doctor. That's the best place to get it, as opposed to just going and arbitrarily ordering it from somewhere else. When my patients come to me and they say I'm on all of this X, Y, and Z, I tell them, look, you know what? Go ahead and put that aside for 3-4 months. Use what I tell you. And then if you don't get the results I think you will get, then you can go back to what you are. But at least I know where my products are coming from. And I know that when it says it's organic, that's organic. When it says it's inorganic, it's inorganic. So it's very important. So leaky gut is all about how much of the raw materials you put into your mouth do you actually get into your body. If you're not getting any of it into your body, then you're wasting your time eating. You want 100% of the stuff you put in your mouth to get into your body. All the waste ends up in your stool. So if a very little ends up in your stool, then your body's being much more efficient at doing it. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow Younger, the truth shall set you free. To reach me, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. Thank you all very much. You all have a great Saturday night, and I will talk to you next week.